From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting wreckage from an Indonesian passenger plane found. 54 people were aboard that plane, located in the rugged mountainous eastern province of Papua. The plane crashed Sunday while flying through bad weather. Indonesian authorities say rescuers have been sent to the remote area and will begin searching there Monday. It's unclear if anyone survived. Trigana Air Flight 267 lost contact with air traffic control about 30 minutes after takeoff Sunday from Sentani Airport in the provincial capital Jayapura. The plane was on what is normally a 50-minute flight to the city of Auxibil. Trigana operates domestically in Indonesia. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi agreed Sunday with an investigative commission's recommendation to court-martial Iraqi commanders who withdrew from Ramadi earlier this year as the city fell to Islamic State militants. Taking the capital of Iraq's western Anbar province was a big victory for Islamic State fighters, giving them control of a major city 125 kilometers from Baghdad and prompting renewed questions about the abilities of Iraqi security forces. At least 58 people were killed in Syria Sunday in Syrian government airstrikes on the rebel-held town of Douma near Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group says another 200 people were wounded, mainly civilians. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir arrived in Ethiopia Sunday for peace talks aimed at brokering an end to his country's 20-month civil war. Mr. Kiir's presence in Addis Ababa comes less than 2 days after he canceled a planned trip over concerns a rebel faction slated to participate in Monday's talks had split apart and would not present a united front. This is VOA News. The Home Minister of Pakistan's Punjab province was killed in a suicide bombing Sunday. At least 14 others were also killed in the attack, about 100 kilometers northwest of Islamabad. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Witnesses say the deceased minister Shuja Khanzada was listening to complaints of villagers at his residence in the Attock district when a suicide bomber detonated explosives strapped to his body. The massive blast caused the building to collapse and trap dozens of people under the rubble. Provincial advisor Saeed Elahi says civilian and military rescue teams quickly reached the site to retrieve bodies and assist the wounded.
But as you know, there's a congested small town. The narrow streets and the blocked roads, so that was a problem, reaching there.
Minister Khanzada was leading a crackdown against militants linked to the Pakistani Taliban and Al-Qaeda in the province. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The African Union is warning that the political crisis in Burundi could have catastrophic consequences for the country and the surrounding region. It comes a day after the killing of former military chief Jean Bikomagu. An unidentified gunman killed him outside his home in the capital, Bujumbura. The Arab League is scheduled to hold an emergency meeting Tuesday at the request of Libya's internationally recognized government. The Tobruk-based government asked for help from regional allies, including airstrikes. The request follows dozens of deaths last week in the coastal city of Sirte, where a group that included local residents attacked Islamic State fighters. The militants took over the city in June. Here in the U.S., billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump, still the front-runner in the race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination, says if elected, illegal immigrants will have to leave the United States. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, Mr. Trump vowed to build an impenetrable wall along the U.S.-Mexican border, and in his words, nobody's getting through that wall. On other foreign policy issues, Mr. Trump spoke about Iran and ISIS.
And I said Iran will take over Iraq, which is happening, as sure as you're sitting there. And ISIS is taking over a lot of the oil in certain areas of Iraq. And I said, you take away their wealth. You go and knock the hell out of the oil, take back the oil. We take over the oil, which we should have done in the first place.
Donald Trump also called U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry incompetent for his negotiations to restrain Iran's nuclear program, and predicted Iran, in his words, will end up being nuclear. Protesters in Brazil demonstrated Sunday against President Dilma Rousseff, some of them calling for her impeachment. The demonstrators are unhappy with Brazil's faltering economy and a corruption scandal involving members of Ms. Rousseff's Workers' Party. Some media reports number the demonstrators in the hundreds of thousands. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.